Now that Australia and New Zealand have won the hosting rights for the 2023 Women's World Cup, soccer that is, it's opened the door for a team from the Pacific Islands for the very first time. As host, New Zealand is guaranteed a spot, so that means the place is now available to a team from Oceania. Now that would go to a Pacific nation. Right now, Fiji is the region's front runner, and the chief executive of the Fiji Football Association, or FIFA FA, Mohammed Yusuf, says that they intend to do everything they can to ensure that they are the first islands team to go to a senior World Cup, women's or men's.
We are all supporting the bid, and it is the greatest thing to happen to Pacific Island nation in Oceania. Now that New Zealand will have automatic entry as one of the hosts, so Oceania will have an opportunity to nominate a second team.
That was Mohammed Yusuf, the chief executive of the Fiji Football Association. We're now joined on the line from Auckland by Emma Evans, Women's Football Development Officer for the OFC, the Oceania Football Confederation. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. Thank you for coming on the program. Firstly, Emma, I just want to ask you, how excited were you when the news broke in the early-ish hours of Friday morning?
Yeah, I think it was a very early start that day, that's for sure. I don't think anything quite prepares you for that moment. You know, I knew I would be ecstatic if we got it, but I think just the overwhelming joy, there were definitely a lot of tears shed. But yeah, I think it's huge for that region, for the entire region, and I think the opportunity and the feelings are only really starting to sink in now. So yeah, an incredible feeling and yeah, a lot of hope, I guess, it brings.
So, you know, we're all very much looking forward now to 2023. But New Zealand has done the rest of Oceania's soccer family quite a big favour here by opening the door for an islands team to go to a senior World Cup for the first time. What do you think the immediate impact will be on the development of women's games in the Pacific?
Yeah, I think having that opportunity so close now for a lot of the islands definitely opens up I guess the potential for, you know, the presidents and the CEOs of each member association to really have a focus over the next few years on women's football and by implementing strong grassroots programs but also elite talent pathways as well, that's going to be what makes a difference, and that's going to really show the difference, I guess, between the member associations and who's taking this potential extra spot seriously enough to really change the game for women in the Pacific. So it's a huge opportunity. It's an opportunity that I guess currently seems so far for a lot of the Pacific Island nations, but for me, the potential that they show from such a young age is massive, and they just need the structures in place now to really allow that potential to be brought to life, I guess. So it's exciting, it's game-changing. And I think this is probably the best thing that could have happened for women's football in the Pacific.
Now, talking about opportunities, what role will the OFC and FIFA play in assisting the island countries to give each of them the best chance to grab that much-prized World Cup place, but also give them the opportunity to be on the world football stage?
So I guess from an OFC perspective, you know, there's already a lot of development programs in place and capacity building programs. But now what this does is gives us an opportunity to really have a point to aim for. You know, I think there's such a big focus on implementing programs and trying to drive social change already. But now when you have, you know, one of the biggest sporting events in the world to aim for, I think people start to notice that, and having an event to build for, having, you know, for players, having something to work towards, but also, you know, for volunteers and I guess women to aim for a career in football, to work in a global event is massive. So I think it's not only game changing for the players, but I think capacity building and having a point to aim for all girls and women within Oceania is huge. So for me, it's not just focusing on the athletes, it's actually how can this event change the lives of girls and women all across the region. And we can't just focus on the football here. It has to be about, you know, promoting social change, championing gender equality and making sure the key social messages that we're delivering with this event are there. The football stuff's easy. That's what we do on a daily basis, you know, but It's trying to give opportunities and change perceptions as we go. That's going to be the challenging part, but the part that I believe is going to make the most difference.
Now, the OFC is always keen to use football as a developmental tool, like you were saying. So how might the incentive of a World Cup place for a Pacific country help you do that?
I think having a an event that's showcased worldwide, it's going to bring a lot of different messages. There's so many countries globally that are involved in this that all have their own challenges. But for me, it's about putting on a pinnacle event and then allowing women to see that they can play a key role in that. And I think, there's so much potential across the Oceania region, and I see that every time I'm visiting the islands. But when you don't have the chance or the opportunity to showcase that potential, you also don't know as an individual what you're capable of. So for me, it's not just, increasing their confidence and their self-esteem and equipping them with the skills. It's now actually about saying, hey, you can play a key role in a global event and actually get the recognition that they deserve. So it's the whole package here, and it's having something to aim for, something to work towards, and then something to be rewarded by. It is massive, and I don't think we can underestimate the impact that that's going to have.
Absolutely. Now, my final question, once the travel barriers have been lifted, can we expect to see more women's international matches played in the Pacific region over the next 3 years, or potentially inviting teams from Asia or even Europe to come play in the region to broaden the Pacific players' experience? Do you think that's feasible, or can that be done?
Definitely. And there was already, prior to the World Cup being announced in New Zealand and Australia, there was already international matches that were being organised. UEFA play a big part. They have a program called UEFA Assist, where they actually do financially support member associations travelling from one country to another, including teams from Europe coming to the Pacific. So there was already, a lot in the pipeline with that. But New Zealand football has clearly highlighted in the bidding process that it will open the door to even more international fixtures. So for me, it must happen, in order to prepare for a World Cup, whether that's New Zealand or one of the other Pacific Island nations, you have to be playing more games locally, but also internationally. You need to understand the different trends from each country. And the only way to do that is by, hopefully seeing the borders open and allowing teams to travel. But supporting them financially with that is going to be key. And we don't yet know, what the budget or what the financial support looks like just yet, but for sure it's going to be a big part of the next few years.
Well, I know that I am very excited for 2023 to come along, and I'm sure it'll be here in no time. And I'm sure people around the Pacific are also very excited as well. But Emma Evans, thank you so much for joining me on Pacific Beat.
No problem. Thanks for having me, and I can't wait to see you all, hopefully in New Zealand and Australia in 2023.
Can't wait to see you then too.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Emma Evans, the Women's Football Development Officer for the Oceania Football Confederation.